It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like on a Zeus astray. Dark.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Tuesday, everybody. This is BPN Radio. We have Melba Lee Beecham on with us today. We're praying for Israel, talking about Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and what is happening there. All the world is focusing on Israel. So we're going to be praying for Israel today. We're going to be praying for you and your family and your church and your city. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, on at this time, or anytime, around the clock, around the globe, praying 24 hours a day for another spiritual awakening in America, a revival in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 prayer leaders. So thankful to have you listening in today. And we are believing God for another spiritual awakening. So much happening in America. And we want to welcome approximately 1,000 churches that are praying with us and almost 700 cities. We're praying for your city and believing God for your city. If you have a prayer request, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And then you can go down toward the bottom of the page there. Double-click, put in your prayer request, and then we send it to our national prayer team who will be praying with you. for the next 7 days. And so we're praying now for this next hour. There is power in an hour. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come in the name of Jesus, asking you to bless this Tuesday broadcast here on BPN Radio. We thank you for those that are praying with us, because we know the power of corporate prayer, the power of the prayer of agreement. And we just agree today that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done on the broadcast today, as we especially pray for Israel, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we are so thankful today, Lord, that as we see the signs of the time happening toward all eyes pointed toward Israel, we know that you're soon coming and that your return is very near. And so we are so thankful for life, and we are thankful for eternal life. And Lord, we know, as we prayed with David Shibley the other day, that you are coming soon, and soon and very soon. And that reminds me of Andre Crouch, one of my all-time favorite singers, who has gone to be with the Lord. And I can remember that Andre and I started out in the ministry pretty close to the same time. Me preaching and him singing. And one of the songs that I remember Andre singing is "Soon and Very Soon We're Going to See the King." I think we're going to play that right now. They're going to be back to talk to Melva Lee Beecham about Israel, because she is a minister to Israel right now and is on the cutting edge of what is happening. But we honor Andre Crouch. We pray for his family, that that Lord, you would minister to his family during this time of their grief. And we know that heaven is rejoicing. I'm sure Andre's up there. He's probably got a major choir going on. But we pray for peace. We pray for comfort of the Holy Spirit over the Crouch family. So I want Andre to sing, and then we'll be back with Melva Lee Beecham here on BPN Radio. Soon and very soon. I'm sure you remember this song. We'll be right back. Hey, there was a, that's Andre Kratz. That's a great song. Soon, and very soon, we're going to see the King. I like that song by Andre Kratz. You know what, before, we're going to have Melville Lee here on the phone here talking about Israel, but I'm just thinking about Andre Kratz today and what a tremendous contribution he made to my life, particularly in the early years of my ministry. I really, really enjoyed his ministry, and his singing was such a tremendous encouragement. And I know that that he was a tremendous breakthrough into the white church, into the white congregation. And I just love his songs, and I'm just wanting to recognize his music, his family, and honor him. I'm going to play one more song here on BPN, kind of break tradition a little bit, play a little bit more music, and just thank God that through it all, he has been with us through it all. And I'm thankful for the journey today. And I don't, you know, I really don't have any sad stories to tell. I'm just thankful for the journey that God has led me on. That in 1966, he called me to preach. And Gene and I are about to, we're about to celebrate our 49th year of ministry, 54 years of marriage, 49 years of ministry. I'm just declaring that God is a faithful God. And if you want to know about God, I just want to tell you he's a faithful God. And he has seen us through all of these difficulties, trials, tribulations, whatever it may be. And we have learned to trust in Jesus. So I just want to play this song by Andre, Through It All. And whatever you're going through today, I pray for you here on BPN Radio that through it all, you're going to learn to trust in Jesus, and that God is going to see you through whatever you may be going through right now. In Jesus' name, I declare it. Here's Andre Kratz. You're going to think about through
I've
it all.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times that I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hour, yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that through. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. Oh, if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in his word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you, through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. Trust in God, let's do it all.
to depend upon his word. Oh, through sorrow and shame, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Well, it's a delight to have here on BPN Radio today, Melva Lee Beacham. And Melva is a longtime friend of Gene and I. We go all the way back to the 70s, and we're so delighted to have her on. And Melva's been in full-time ministry all of her adult life. She served in the role of church planner, pastor teacher, prayer leader, psalmist, missionary, author, conference speaker, director of international development for Christian Friends of Israel, Jerusalem. And drawing upon this wealth of past experience, also from living in Turkey and Israel, Melva has keen insight into the prophetic times in which we live. God is using her to awaken the church to stand with Israel, as well as understand the threat of Islam. So as a prophetic teaching gift to the body of Christ, Melva equips individuals, congregations in prayer, how to hear the voice of the Lord. Her recent book, The Lord's Prayer for Young People, is impacting the next generation to know God through prayer. Since the passing of her husband, Australian Apostle Jeff Beacham, in 2013, Melva's relocated Melva Lee Ministries to Texas. She's the joyful mother of three children, six grandchildren, and Gene and I's longtime friend. Melva, welcome to BPN Radio today. It's an honor to have you.
It's always wonderful to be with you all. Dale, I love you and Gene. We've known each other 900 years at least.
That's true. That's true. And I didn't mention that you're one of my favorite singers.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're great. So, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to have you because there's so much talk going on now. There's so much happening concerning Israel. And how did you get involved in Israel? Can you give us a little background there?
Okay. I've always had a heart for Israel, but in 2005, the Lord literally just, within a matter of 2 weeks, just picked me up, moved me to Jerusalem, and I served with Christian Friends of Israel in Jerusalem during that season. And in that time, he put in me a new filter. He showed me how the whole scripture is Jewish from the beginning to the end, and wasn't just a 2,000-year Christian history, but we have thousands of years of history here, and it's a Jewish history. It begins with the Jewish people, ends with the Jewish people, and how wonderfully we got grafted into it. So it just totally changed my whole filter. We would be observing Shabbat on Saturday. The whole nation has shut down for Shabbat in Israel. And so I'd just be reading, and I'd read so many of the prophets in the scriptures, you know, Ezekiel and Daniel and Isaiah and different ones. And so many of the things that I would read on Saturday during the day in the evening, whenever I'd turn on the news, lo and behold, what I'd been reading was actually happening someplace in the Middle East. So it just really put a new filter on me, and also brought me into a realization of what time it is, how late it really is, and things are culminating scripturally. Everything's coming together now for the return of the Lord. So that's kind of what happened to me. He just picked me up and put me in Jerusalem and changed my whole world.
Yeah. And so, that's very interesting. So since during these last several years, what has your involvement been there?
Well, I worked with Christian Friends of Israel in Jerusalem, not to be confused with Christian Friends, which is an organization in the U.S., but Christian Friends of Israel has been based in Jerusalem since 85, and just the most wonderful Christian organization over there. Ray and Sharon Sanders are the directors, and I was the director of international development with them for 4 years. And then Holy Spirit began to really talk to me about the Messianics, because, you know, Dale, I'm a local church person, and I love the local body, and I know that it's the local body that can lead, not only lead people to the Lord, but can actually disciple and you know, get them plugged in and take care of the family, the whole nine yards. So, and plant. And so Holy Spirit began to shift me then into a role of wanting to build up the body in Israel. And so that's when I came alongside the Messianics there, Tikkun International in particular.
And what do you mean by connecting congregations worldwide with Messianic congregations in Israel?
Okay, well, I travel and preach, and wherever the door is open and whatever nation it's in, primarily the U.S., but wherever else, he gives me influence to begin to bring an awareness in congregations of what time it is, what the Holy Spirit's doing in the earth right now, and it all centers around Israel. Israel is our sign that we're to be looking at in the earth to understand timing.
Right.
And for the most part, the church does not understand that. We, you know, we get caught up in our day-to-day and our local vision and all of that, and we really do not understand. But God's, you know, for years now, has been trying to get the attention of the church, because every day you turn on TV and who's in the news?
That's true.
It's Israel. So Holy Spirit is shouting at us to awaken, to understand the time.
So what time is it?
Oh, friend, it is so close, Dale, to the return. It's such a wonderful thing that's happening right now. You see, you know, I know you had David Shibley on last week.
Yeah.
Dear friend, you know, he and Naomi, we've all been friends for many years.
Yeah.
And he's just got such a premier ministry in the body, primarily to the Gentile world. And so he, like many others, have given their lives that the nations will know Jesus.
Right.
And so the nations, even though that's not a completed thing, the nations have really been sown with the gospel now for so many years, and it's just wonderful what's going on there. So there's a culmination of harvest in nations and on continents that's really coming in as a result of his labors and others. But the church, for the most part, has just left the Jewish portion of the body to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we read somewhere where it says, you know, that they're all going to get saved in one day. So it's like, okay, that's God's responsibility. That's not ours. And that's not the way he does things. And so we have a Jewish portion that's got to be built up. So there's a culmination happening there as well. Messianics now have phenomenal numbers of Jewish people have been having their eyes and their hearts opened now to realize that Yeshua, Jesus, really belongs to them. That he was a Jewish rabbi. He wasn't the first Christian.
Right.
And so there's a harvest coming out of the Jewish portion, and then we see Islam culminating too, things coming together there, and just so many things in the earth now. So
right.
many things.
Right.
Actually, everything in the earth now
I know.
Is coming to points of culmination and all of it simultaneously. So it's very exciting.
It is. And with Benjamin Benjamin Netanyahu coming to speak to Congress, that is, of course, is alerting a lot of people to what is happening. And I know that the rise of Islam, what is happening as far as the rise of Islam concerning Israel, concerning Jerusalem? What do you see going on there? What do you see happening?
Well, we have to understand the how did all this begin? It began with a war in heaven.
Yeah.
About who's going to rule. And God set his love on Jerusalem and on the Temple Mount area. He said, I've placed my name there. And actually, Dale, this last year when I was in Israel, I saw a photo, an aerial photo, and you can see in this aerial photo that the Sheen, the Hebrew letter is the Sheen that represents the holiest name of God, is embossed into the mountains of Jerusalem, all around the Temple Mount area. So there is a war over, the enemy wants to control that. He wants to own it. He wants to rule from there. His his objective is world domination. He wants this to be his planet that he rules. And thank God we know it's written that he does not get to do that. He only has a short time that he's in charge, but that Jesus is the one who that's been designated for, and he's coming to do it. So that's the bottom line about what's going on. So everyone in the Middle East is divided into who's going to rule there. And Islam, whether it's Shiite, Shia, or Sunni, they both streams of Islam believe that the Mahdi is about to appear. And one of the hadiths that that Islam has, these are prophecies that Muhammad and his immediate circle of friends prophesied. One of them is a prophecy that in the end, right before the appearing of the Mahdi, there will be a ruler named Abdullah. And whenever he dies, the Mahdi will appear. And just, what was it, last week? Abdullah of Arabia, and they have believed now for years since he's been on the throne there, that he was the Abdullah that was written about.
Wow.
So he now died last week. And so all of the Sunni Muslims are looking now that it's imminent, that the appearing of the Mahdi is going to be imminent. Wow. And, of course, all Islam, whether Shia or Sunni, believe that the Mahdi is going to appear shortly. And that's why they're forming the caliphate over there for world domination. So all of that, see, is in play, too. All of that is coming together. And when you read what they think about who the Mahdi is and what he's going to do, and what they think the role of Jesus is in all of this, the Jesus that they espouse, it's just the book of Revelation turned on its head. So we are entering, you know, I hate this phrase, we're entering into these days. We are in these days of, it's more like the final weeks, so to speak.
No, I agree.
Of the last days, because we've been in the last days 2,000 years, but we're in the final weeks here of the culmination of everything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What needs to happen before Jesus returns?
Okay, there is one final thing that has to happen, Dale, and this is so precious, and this is what I preach to the churches. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 39, he said this was when he was praying over Jerusalem and he was weeping over them because they didn't understand timing. Does that sound familiar?
Right.
They didn't understand timing. And he said, you didn't know who I was. You don't know who I am. You don't understand timing and that I, you know, and so you've rejected me. And because of that, everything, your house is going to be left to you desolate. There's not going to be one stone left unturned in the city. But he said to the Jewish people, and this is to the Jews that he was speaking, he said, you're not going to see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, until you say, blessed is he, Jesus, who comes in the name of the Lord, the Father. Blessed is Jesus who comes in the name of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So very few Jews believe that God has a son. They don't like the idea that if he does, his name is Jesus or Yeshua, because they're so prejudiced there. They've been prejudiced,
right.
You know, for so long.
Yeah.
And but Jesus said, until the Jewish people can say, blessed is he, blessed are you, who comes in the name of the Father, I'm staying in heaven. So that's why, Dale, I have such a passion and an urgency to work with churches and with the body of Christ to help them understand until Jewish people have the veil lifted and come to salvation, come to faith in Yeshua, he's sitting in heaven. He can't come. And Acts 3, 20, 21, 19 through 21, it talks about the restoration of all things, and that's what we've been talking about this morning, this culmination.
Mm-hmm.
This is a restoration of all things that have been prophesied beginning back with Moses all the way through all the prophets.
Yeah.
And it culminates with the return of Yeshua. So, but none of it can happen until the last missing piece, which is the Jewish portion of the body, come to faith in him. So that's where the Gentile portion of the body's got to awaken and understand now, in this moment, the body of Christ must focus on Jewish harvest as well as everything else.
Right.
But that they have got to become a priority, because Yeshua is going to sit in heaven until the church gets it and begins to pray and intercede that God, the Father, who placed the blindness on them, that he will remove it.
Right.
And also, Dale, now we know now is the time, because Ezekiel said, I believe it's Ezekiel 36, he said, when I get them home to the land, when I brought them out of the nations, not one nation like Babylon or one nation Assyria, but when I brought them home from the nations, from the international dispersion that I did with them, then I'm going to begin a process in them. I'm going to wash them with water. And Paul said that's the washing of the water of the word.
Right.
And then I'm going to put a new heart in them, give them a heart of flesh so that they can feel and experience and respond to him, and put a new spirit in them. That's Holy Spirit, who loves to reveal Yeshua.
Right.
And so they are home in the land. They're coming by the thousands every year, making Aliyah, coming up to Israel from the nations. And so we are in that time frame now where it's time. It's the time for the Jewish harvest.
Well, I certainly agree, didn't mean to interrupt you, but what about the nations that are surrounding Israel? What is happening now? And Islam coming against Israel, what is about to happen? What does it mean, pray for Jerusalem? Why the emphasis on Jerusalem? I know we have only a couple of minutes here, but I know that we can see Iran, Russia, other nations of the world that are now surrounding Israel. What is about to happen? What do you see about to happen?
Well, we could either have another Psalm 83 war where it's just the surrounding nations, or we could jump straight into Gog Magog, because all the Gog Magog players are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the news. They're all anti-Israel. So we're just going to have to watch and pray on that one. But, and I think, Dale, the most important thing we can do, okay, as far as praying, this is the way the Lord's taught me, is that we, as the body of Christ, we pray that everything will be held to the timing of God, that the devil will in no way be able to preempt the timing of God concerning Israel and the nations, because there's always someone provoking the situation.
Yeah.
Someone always threatening this, threatening that, firing a missile off, doing whatever. And this thing is always a tinderbox and could explode any day. But as intercessors, I think that's one of our jobs, is to hold the devil into the timing of God so that nothing is preempted, because we're talking about the harvest here.
That's true.
And the harvest is not only Jewish in the Middle East, but the harvest is Muslim as well.
That's right.
You know that multitudes that are locked under Islam are coming to the Lord.
That's
through
right.
personal encounters with him, revelations, dreams, and visions. So same thing's happening in Israel. And so the harvest is just so critically important, and the devil would love to preempt that. So that's why we pray and hold him to the timing of God,
right.
not his own business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How significant is the election in March in Israel? Is that a significant time?
It is. It's huge. And their government is so different from anybody else's, but it's run by coalition. So Netanyahu fired the portion of the coalition that was just so opposed to everything he was trying to do. And now they're trying to regroup and form one that's more in unity to move together against the threats that surround them, to be more in unity there. So it's very critical. This election, that the right leadership be in place for the nation, and not only for the protection internationally, but for the situation within Israel, because the housing issue, the food issue, everything is so critical. There are just so many, many issues. One thing we can do as the body of Christ, we can engage then with the Messianics directly into the land, not sit on this side of the pond and say, oh, I support Israel. Well, what does that mean? You know, how does that play out over there? But directly connect with congregations in Israel. And my favorite is Tikkun, the network, T-I-K-K-U-N, because they're fivefold, they're apostolic. They're congregation planters. They're spirit-filled. I love these guys.
Yeah.
They've been in covenant with each other for about 40 years and really fine men. But at any rate, to begin to help them and the other Messianics in the land, because they not only do the humanitarian, but they are leading the individual Israelis to the Lord and discipling them in him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know that it's evident, Melba, that you have a great passion for Israel, and I know that there's a lot of Christians that want to get involved, but they don't know really, they don't have a connection, they don't know what legitimate ministries are out there as far as Israel's concerned. So tell the people, before we pray, tell the people how they can contact you, Melba, how they can get in touch with you, because I know that you're a very credible person. And, I highly endorse your ministry and recommend anybody that would like to donate to your ministry or get involved with what God is doing, because I know you're on the very cutting edge of what is happening in the world today. So give us some information before you pray.
Okay. Well, my website is Melba Lee Ministries. And Lee is L-E-A, Melba Lee Ministries. My Email address is melva@melvalee.org. Real simple, melva@melvalee.org. Or they can actually go to Tikkun International. Think about a tick on coon. You're from the South. Okay, it's T-I-K-K-U-N, Tikkun International. Look at their website. Just Google that, Tikkun International. And they can connect directly into the land that way as well, and become more familiar with the ministries of Tikkun International within Israel.
Right. So, and I know there's a lot of intercessors out there that are interceding for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem, and I know that they might want to get in touch with you. So I'm glad that you've given them the website. Yeah, and if there's any other information you need, of course, you can just contact me here at bpnradio.com, and I'll pass that along to you. It's a delight and an honor to have you on. I want you to pray. I know that you're a prayer leader. I've heard you pray many times, and I know that God has called you to be a prayer leader for a long time. I believe that God is raising up other prayer leaders all across this nation, around the world. But I want you to pray for Israel. I want you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we're just going to join you and set ourselves in agreement with you today.
Okay. All right. Father, we praise and glorify the greatness of your name, O Lord. We thank you, Father, for your magnificent plan, Father, to bring your Son to this planet once again and to set it in order for your glory. And Father, we want to be in step with what you're doing in this planet, in this world, O Lord. And so we cry out to you today for your Jewish people, Lord. We cry out to you not only for the nation of Israel, but for the individuals there. And according to your promise, Lord, that when you get them home to the land, Lord, you're going to change their hearts and you're going to reveal your Son to them, Lord. So we cry out to you today, Lord, God Almighty, remove the blindness from the Jewish people. Remove it from their eyes. Remove it from their hearts. Give them ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to understand, Almighty God, that Yeshua is indeed your Son. Holy One of Israel, we cry out for this. And Lord, as far as the enemies go of Israel, Father, in the name of Yeshua, we pray today that they will be held back. They will be held back, whether they're enemies in our own nation, in our own government, whether they be those who are in surrounding nations, whether they're in Iran, wherever they are, Lord, we pray in the name of Yeshua that today they be held back by the forces of heaven, by the hosts of heaven, that they be held back, Lord, and held in your timing, Holy One, that they would not preempt in any way the plan of God and abort the harvest. In the name of Yeshua, Father, we cry out to you for this, Lord. We just praise you, Holy One, and we pray today for the messianics in the land. Those men and women and young people, oh God, that are laying down their lives, literally, to see the revelation of your Son spread among their people. We pray today, Lord, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them. Oh, precious Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For signs and wonders and miracles to follow them, oh God. For favor, Abba, to cover them. Favor, Lord, with the media. Favor with the public in Israel. Favor, Lord, with the Ministry of Interior that is over immigration. Father, we cry out to you for favor for the messianics in Israel, O God. Give them great power, great authority, and great humility before your throne and before others, Lord, that others, when they look at them, we'll see the risen Lord in their lives.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Yeshua, we pray today, Abba. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Well, I set myself in agreement, Melba. And it's so good to have you on today. I set myself in agreement. We're going to continue to pray for Israel. I trust that people that would like to contact you would do so. And we look forward to having you back again here on BPN Radio. Melba Lee Ministries. And we love you, Melba.
Thank you. Dale, I love you and Gene. God bless you, friends. Thank you.
Thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's been a delight and honor to have on today Melba Lee Beacham of Melba Lee Ministries, praying for Israel, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. I just want to take a break and let you know that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. And we appreciate you praying with us here on this Tuesday. Dale Gentry here. And we are praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening for you, for your family, your church, your city, as well as Israel. If you'd like to make a donation, a contribution to this ministry, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and there's a donate button, a contribution button there. And we would be so blessed to have you invest in this profitable ministry. We say profitable because we are praying, and there's nothing as profitable as prayer. And so thank you so very, very much for listening to the broadcast today and praying with us. We do want to welcome churches all across America before we have some additional prayers here for Israel. But we have some new churches that have joined us today. And there is a church in Omaha, Nebraska. We want to welcome Covenant Evangelical Presbyterian Church. We want to welcome Judah Worship Center Church in Topeka, Kansas. And we want to welcome Family Worship Center in Manor, Texas. And so we want to welcome these new churches that are praying with us and all of the congregations all across America and other nations of the world that are praying with us today. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. And we would like for you to tell other people you know that we're on the air 24 hours a day praying and believing God for another spiritual awakening in America. And churches are such a vital part of that. We want to welcome some other churches that are praying with us today. St. John the Baptist Church, Harrison, Ohio. We want to welcome 4 Mile Run Christian Church. That's a great name. 4 Mile Run Christian Church, Youngstown, Ohio. Gospel Lighthouse Church, Anadarko, Oklahoma. Community Fellowship Church, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Spirit-Filled Charismatic Church in Jonesboro, as well as the First Baptist Church in Atwater, California, the Lighthouse Church in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, and New Hope International in Concord, California, where we're going to be in March. Father, we just pray right now. We set ourselves in agreement as Melba Lee was praying a few minutes ago. We pray in Jesus' name for the nation of Israel. And we know today that so much is happening in that nation. And we lift up the nation of Israel. We pray for Israel's protection. We pray that you will protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jesus' name as he leads that nation, as he comes to America to speak to our Congress. Lord, I pray that America will not break covenant with Israel. We know that there is a covenant, Lord, that you made with Abraham, that whoever blesses Israel, you would bless, and whoever curses Israel, that you would curse. And Lord, we believe that America has been blessed for many, many years because of our support of the nation of Israel, that tiny land that you made a covenant with, Lord, with Abraham with. And we lift up the nation of Israel right now. We ask that you assign guardian angels to encamp around about the nation of Israel. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee, and we love Jerusalem. And Lord, some of my fondest memories have been ministering there in Jerusalem, kneeling down there in the Garden of Gethsemane and weeping like a baby. The most moving time of my entire life as I knelt by one of those olive trees. It actually could have been the tree that Jesus knelt by that day. Being able to minister at the tomb and finding out for myself that that tomb was empty. There's an empty tomb. Going to Golgotha, where our Lord was crucified, remembering the cross. The central theme of all that we do is the cross, the cross, the cross. I'm thankful for the cross, for the price that was paid. Would you just help me thank God for sending his son Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly? We pray for the peace of Jerusalem right now. We thank you, Lord, for the life that was given, for the blood that was shed there on Golgotha's hill. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your life, sacrificing your blood, giving your life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we here on BPN Radio that are praying on this Tuesday, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for life, and we thank you for eternal life. Thank you for life and eternal life. And we pray today for those that don't know you, Lord, that they will accept you as their Lord and Savior. That the people of Israel will accept you as their Lord and Savior. And for those that have not done so, you can just do so right now by just saying, Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. And you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept your forgiveness now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And today, as Christians, may we ever be soul winners. You know, the Bible says those that win souls are wise. And would you just take a moment to pray for someone that you know that does not know the Lord? Would you call their name in prayer right now? Would you do it here on this prayer broadcast on BPN Radio? Lord, on this Tuesday, we pray for those that do not know you as their personal Savior and Lord. And may we be soul winners, and may we as Christians begin to pray every day for divine appointments and divine connections. Would you pray right now, Lord, bring somebody into my path that I can tell them about Jesus, win them to you, Lord. So we just agree in Jesus' name. Lord, you're going to bring somebody in our path that we can share Jesus with. And may the church be ever about the Master's business, winning souls to Christ. You know, I'm so thankful. My home church in Fort Worth, Texas, my pastor, Bob Nichols, has been the pastor there for 50 years. And his heart for evangelism. And every week they go out 4 or 5 days a week, soul winning, knocking on doors, winning people to Jesus. And for the last, 2 years and 4 months, they have led 78,442 people to Jesus, going door to door in Fort Worth, Texas. 78,442 people. Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And you might just go to their website, check that out. They've got a soul winner's prayer on there, calvarycathedral.org, calvarycathedral.org, Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. Winning the lost. And I'm so thankful that you're praying with me today. And the power of prayer is immeasurable. And as we've agreed together today, I believe that we've made major progress. We are a force in the earth as we pray. So thank you so very, very much for praying with me. We have 20 some odd nations around the world that are praying with us also. And so we are so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to be able to have you on BPN Radio today. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time, or actually anytime, on BPN Radio. I speak a blessing over you. Ask God to bless you, your family, your church, your city, your nation, all that you put your hand to do. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that the plan that God has for you is a good plan. Have a wonderful day. Have a happy day, for the Lord is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And the answer is nobody.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.